The Beaver Valley Nighthawks are on the brink of elimination after a heartbreaking 4-3 double overtime loss to the Grand Forks Border Bruins. Tyler Burke sealed the win for Grand Forks, scoring his second of the night by tapping in a rebound off a Levi Estill shot. The Border Bruins took advantage of their special teams, converting 3 power play goals on 8 opportunities. The Nighthawks battled hard, going 2-for-10 on the power play, with goals from Brady McGarrell, William Ray, Sam Chartres, and Roan Crow, Hunter Hansen, Ray. Landon Uzalak made 45 saves in the loss. Grand Forks netminder Eric Call was stellar, turning aside 55 of 58 shots, including 20 in the overtime periods. Beaver Valley will try to keep their season alive tonight in Game 4 at Beaver Valley Arena as they look to avoid the sweep against Grand Forks. KIJHL Playoff. Kimberly Dynamiters, 5, versus Columbia Valley Rockies, 2. Dynamiters lead series 3-1. Remy Spooner led Kimberly with 2 goals, including the game winner, putting the Dynamiters in control of the series. Josh Hager made 30 saves in the win, while the Rockies got goals from Kobe Mason and Carter Velker. Columbia Valley's power play went 1-for-3, Kimberly was 0-for-2. Princeton Posse, 4, versus Revelstoke Grizzlies, 0. Posse lead series 2-1. Blake Sittler earned his second straight shutout, stopping all 29 shots. Kane Van Meter's first playoff goal was the game winner, while Joshua Roy netted a pair. Princeton's power play struck twice, 2-for-4, and their penalty kill shut down all 4 of Revelstoke's chances. 100 Mile House Wranglers, 0, versus Kamloops Storm, 3. Series tied 2-2. Luca Damore scored twice, including the winner, while Brenner Fife stopped all 24 shots for a Kamloops shutout. Luke Rothfuss had 3 points, including a power play goal. The Storm's penalty kill was flawless, shutting down all 7 Wranglers' power plays.